The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G tonight. You may see a little tan on my face. I've been enjoying a 3-day vacation, visiting the various festivals of hillbillies of Alberta. I've enjoyed this, and it's, I'm not gonna, of course, describe exactly where I was, but these festivals of white people exist in Alberta. Of course, they won't call themselves that, but it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to be with family and know that shit's not gonna go bad, you know. Not be like the secret agent with the little earphone in the ear. Are there risks? No, it's really fun to be in crowds that you know, even if you know maybe the people in these crowds are low IQ. Maybe they're not the most intelligent whites. Maybe some of them are on drugs. Maybe a lot of them had tattoos. But, I found myself looking around and, you know, really feeling that even if a guy had tattoos and muscles, and even if he looked like maybe he was a drug addict, I would trust this guy with my children in an emergency situation. And I kind of feel that they wouldn't be hurt. If I had like a 1 minute thing that I need to do, absolutely, and I had to trust this guy, and it was a great feeling, a great feeling of being in a trusting society, which I haven't really quite experienced this for a long time. Back in the days in Quebec, maybe I can think of local village fairs where I could feel this, but it had been a while. It had been a while that I hadn't been in events where where you feel that you are genetically close to everyone around you, and that nothing's gonna go bad, and that even if someone was to, one out of a thousand was to want to make trouble, they would get flooded by honorable people and trustable people. Ocean says, I reckon I can take out 50,000 men with my concealed carry. Soy boys cannot relate. This is what we need to talk about today. This is exactly what I call delusional fantasies of defense. Because I've been making a commentary on this event in Cincinnati where a man gets beaten down, a woman tries to intervene to stop the fight, gets hit by a random black guy that was only tangentially related to her arguing, also gets hit on the side by a random black woman that she wasn't even speaking to, falls unconscious on the floor, has blood coming out of her mouth. She's okay, but I was tired about this coverage because mostly because of the accounts that I see cover this story, and there are accounts that weren't there when we were talking about the racial problem in some parts of the U.S. And these accounts are never there when it's about that, but when it's time to farm rage bait in a non-explicit way. So, oh, here's a bunch of black people that attacked a white person. Oh, what do we do with this? And it's like, yeah, where were you for the last 10 years? We've been kind of trying to bring the subject up. You're there to farm the views. You're there when Elon protects you to say these things subtly. But when comes the time for an actual conversation on the demographic direction of the US, you're not there. So you're really just farming the outrage. And you're farming it for impressions and for cash from the X algorithm. And it's so sad to me. And the first thing I noticed about the different types of coverage we have of this is basically the far right, as it stood 8 years ago, has been moving on from this kind of coverage. And now this kind of coverage is given to you by people like End Wokeness and Libs of TikTok. Libs of TikTok is super strong on this. She gets millions of impressions. And it's always, we will name the race of the people involved, but we won't say anything about it. Because of course you can't say anything about it. That would place you basically in our political camp. And you don't want this. You just want to steal the attention, steal the rage, keep it for yourself, increase your account. You have no skin in the game in any sort of solution. You have no consenting to give around segregation and about how do we fix this problem legally. The fact that if I'm in a non-white area of the US, I cannot benefit from every single liberty that should be assumed that I should be able to benefit from. Just the liberty of walking safely on the street, the liberty of freedom of association, the liberty of speech. Because the first thing they will ask you once you get beaten down and your cranium is cracked on the concrete is, what did she say? Oh, did she use the N-word? Oh. So you have these places of the US where the law doesn't apply anymore and where the First Amendment doesn't apply and where other forms of liberties are systematically being violated. So I'm kind of annoyed at first by the coverage of this story without the easy lessons taken out. So I did my little commentary this morning. I didn't expect this to be controversial at all. It's been for years I've said to people, think like an executive security agency. Avoid the trouble that you can by choosing your locations. Do not participate to social events that are sold to you by liberal cities, because liberal cities are incapable of ensuring the safety of the people going there, because they've abdicated. And so do not give them your money. Do not go to non-white areas of the US, to even if it's for a jazz festival or if it's for... In this case, those people were not going to the jazz festival. They were just doing other things, and they were going to Cincinnati, though, to celebrate and to party. So what we learn is that this is not the boyfriend of this girl. So a lot of people were saying, I would protect my wife, blah, blah, blah. Well, this girl is a single. She's a single woman. We don't know if she's related to the guy here, but certainly she's not his wife. That is the first thing to note. We'll be watching the video. And my commentary on this was simply to say, and Men Like Gods has pulled some books that seemed to be exactly in line with what I would recommend. Introduction to Executive Protection. Interesting, I didn't know there was a term for it. Executive Protection in the 21st Century, A New Vision. So the idea that, yeah, you do have to walk around the US thinking, what is the demographic constitution of where I'm headed to? Will I be outnumbered as a white person? Because the first thing you need to learn is that there are triggers for the black population and for their violence. if they see someone with money, someone with success, someone with female beauty, those are triggers that will lead them to punch you in the face much faster. If they identify that, hey, you're white, you're successful, or you seem like you stand for something, or you stand your ground into an oral argument, that makes you a target. And if they look around and they see it's all black people, they will unionize and attack you violently the way they attack this guy. So the first thing of my commentary is to say, do not put yourself in a situation where you are in this kind of environment. And that means not visiting cities, music festivals of all kind, if there's more than 25% blacks. And in fact, 25% black is already very high. If there's not an overwhelming majority of whites around you at all times, they will start picking you, and they will start giving you no choice but to stand for yourself. You know, it will start with scratches on whatever you have that's valuable, commentary on your woman, provocation, aggression without completion toward the physical state, so that you are the initiator, surrounding, mobbing, yelling, provocations. There's all sorts of ways in which they will cause the escalation. But down the line, it won't matter. It won't matter to once they record you on video being the first to punch, because you have a guy that's been in your face and that's been super aggressive for 2 minutes. You're going to be the initiator of violence against the black man. And they're going to ask if you use the N-word. They're gonna claim you use the N-word. So you really have nothing to gain in interacting in any way with these societies. And even by just driving into their place and spending money, even at a convenience store or where, just driving through, you are helping these communities make more money, and you shouldn't. You should want to vote with your money here and not encourage these festivals, these birthdays, not encourage people who are living in cities and are letting them take over the cities and not applying the law. So my commentary, yes, is one of abandonment of certain places of America, but this is where these delusional fantasies of defense come in. Because you have all these tough guys arguing against me today, and my tweet has now risen to 200,000 impressions. That's a lot for a little tweet that I didn't intend to catch at all. You have these tough guys, and this is where I realized there's a portion of the American public that is entertaining a unhealthy relationship with firearms. And it's that firearms are an object of fantasy for them. They think that they are all powerful. They don't realize the risks. They don't realize that they are tools that must be used with great wisdom, and that there's numerous situations in which they will be completely useless, or in fact where the gun will will worsen the situation. And in my view, this video is one of them. This example, I'm looking for. I had the video ready to play. Cincinnati video. I think I lost it. Cincinnati man beaten full video. Let me research again, because there's really not a place in this video where guns will save your life, really. And in fact, guns will put you in trouble if you pull them in many points of these videos. So let's see if we can get something from this video. And my point is, don't be on that street where there are so many black people. They're going to look for trouble. If you have anything valuable, they're going to slowly try to take it from you. They're going to come from all directions. And by the way, even if you have a gun, you don't have 360 vision. You don't have them. And people are telling me, Jeff, that's why extended magazines exist. And this is where I know that you're lying and that you're delusional when these tough guys come to me and say this. Because it doesn't happen. It never happened in history recently or even in the long run, even over the last 100 years. Have you ever heard a guy, a white guy being oppressed by a black mob of 30 black people, and he pulls a magazine, an extended magazine, and starts shooting all of them successfully? That never happened. So I know you're bullshitting me. You know, a lot of people are coming to my Twitter replies and they're like, no, JF, you don't understand, semi-automatic with this modification on the gun. That never happened. There's no one who just pulls an automatically modified gun to get rid of 30 blacks trying to oppress him. That never happened. So something in your plan doesn't work. Either you're not even getting into Cincinnati with your gun, because the Cincinnati Music Festival doesn't allow guns, and there must be checks, and I'm sure there are local laws in Cincinnati limiting the kind of guns you can bring. So a permit will not save you, a gun will not save you, because you don't have 360 vision. You'll see that the guy gets it totally from behind. And anyways, once you pull the gun, people will start yelling, shooter, shooter, stop him. And now, use your 10 bullets cleverly, because you only have 10. And even if you were to succeed at putting one of them each into a separate black man threatening you, at the end you would be left with an empty gun and 20 black men who hate you and who are being yelled at by their females, go stop him, shooter, shooter, white people shooting us. There is no way you're getting out of this without the beating that you were trying to avoid in the first place, and on top of it, you're getting prosecuted for murder, if that was to ever happen. But it doesn't happen, because only on Twitter do we have people delusional enough about guns to make it a thing that, oh yeah, that's the strategy, Jeff. You go into Cincinnati with a gun in your belt and you just wait for one of them to make you fear that your life is threatened, and then you're going to have a good reason to shoot him. Well, we've seen how that goes in so many cases. Ahmaud Arbery, all these cases across the last 10 years. Self-defense is not a thing anymore. They find excuses to say, oh, it's not self-defense. Oh, you have set up in advance. You have advanced toward the threat, so you weren't really scared. They will find all sorts of reasons. Soros DAs, especially in this kind of city that is a non-white majority city, they're going to find all sorts of reason to... they will wreck your life no matter what, even if you win at the end. I mean, ask Kyle Rittenhouse, ask the guy in the New York Metro. It's 1 or 2 years of your life that you'll sacrifice and that you'll be in jail while you await to go through the trial. If you're lucky, it's going to be like Kyle Rittenhouse and you win at the end. But Kyle Rittenhouse is an exceptional story. It's not the basis on which you should build your strategy. So let's have a look at the events. Give me 1 minute. I'll be back. Oh yeah, and these tough guys. Before we get into the video, I mean, I'm so shocked at the stupidity, and it's like now I understand why males don't reproduce. At like 80% of males don't reproduce ever. It's because they die. It's because they're stupid. It's because they do their little courageous display. They bring it too far one time, and it's the time where they die. Female hypergamy is just the other side of the middle of this. And I'm sure females do have in their choice patterns, they have a responsibility in causing part of this. But effectively, our ancestors didn't reproduce when they were on the male side because they died, because they were stupid, and they were like, oh, JF, you're not going to abandon Cincinnati, JF. I'm going right there with a gun in my belt. And one of the guys was saying, I don't care if I go down. I'm going to take one or two with me. Just the mentality to end your life in basically what is a teachable moment for the black community. It's like you want to sacrifice your life. You want to make it your life mission. You're going to lose your life. You're not going to have children, or if you already have children, they're not going to have a father, because you want to go improve the black community by taking out their most violent elements. This is the point at which your desire to teach is leading you toward bad decision making. You are like the stupid elementary blonde school teacher, white school teacher, going into the roughest of neighborhoods and taking it upon herself to teach math to people who don't want to understand it. That is what you are when you play the tough guy to me on Twitter. And I know you're just a tough guy keyboard warrior, because I know that I would have heard about it and it would be covered in the media if guys like you were actually doing these things. I would have heard about it. So you're not doing these things. So you're just there yapping on Twitter, misguiding people into taking risks against deadly violence in their lives, and you're not even doing it yourself. You're hiding. You're on Twitter saying these things. You're not doing them. Prout says, but JF, if you have a grenade, you can win. Lol. Sure. I mean, and this is where these tough guys, I would like them to understand. Once we have the tactical preparation and you want to descend onto Cincinnati, Papa Jeff will be your general. I'll be the first to want to reclaim Cincinnati. We can do it together. I need F-15s. I need a couple of helicopters. I need a grenade tactical preparation, a platoon of 10,000 men with military-grade equipment and tanks. Now we're going to do it. But we're going to do it for real when that starts. As long as you're there wanting to play cowboy with your 10 your 10 bullet magazine obtained at Bass Pro Shops, please keep rational people out of your delusions. Please, you don't understand guns. And in fact, we have other stories. There's a black woman who was keeping a gun in her closet. Her 5-year-old took the gun, killed his twin with it. It's like the reality of guns is not like these delusional tough guy on Twitter think it is. Most likely, you'll be stupid and you'll make stupid decisions because you'll feel too confident. Maybe in an honorable time where the public streets were still under some order, maybe you can walk around Cincinnati with a gun and hope to get at least a fair duel if something goes bad. But those are not fair duels. You can see it in the way they physically fight. They're not there for honor. They're there to hurt your brain. Look at this. Oh! Oh! So there was an altercation. They were yelling at each other. Blah, 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 blah. So there were opportunities. Like, tactically, I wouldn't go to Cincinnati. Tactically, I would never go onto a street where there are accumulations of black people coming out or into a festival. I would never go to a city that is non-white majority. So already, I wouldn't be that guy. But suppose I was that guy. There are all sorts of ways in which you can not get engaged in an argument. Now, we don't know what was the nature of the argument. It was a bunch of black guys in his face, and he was not arguing back. Some of the rules, if you get to that point of danger in your life, there are still ways you can get out by not seeking confrontation. But I don't know. Perhaps there was a legitimate reason to confront. Were the black guys just annoying him, harassing him to a point where he had to confront? Were they, like, there's a car with a door open. It would seem that, did they tap on his car? Is it that he was in the car and they tapped on it or they scratched it? I don't know exactly what led to the confrontation, and no one knows. But what we know is that he was arguing. And this is an example of what the left does. There was definitely a bilateral build-up before that video starts, because there's other angles. There was a bilateral hold-up, and there was someone in the middle trying to separate the parties. And this white guy gave a little punch, a little punch like this, not in any effective way, because he was separated with the people trying to stop the altercation. But then, you know, the left said, oh, this is not a case of all blacks against a white man. The white man started it. So it's like, no one knows what led to this argument. No one knows what kind of provocations have happened before that moment. But this guy somehow gives a little punch like this, and he's the initiator of violence. I wouldn't bet on this, dear leftist. And people who are rooting for the blacks in this case, they all say he gave the first punch. Well, he gave a miniature punch that we have on video. Now, the miniature punch was given to a guy that's not even engaged in his assault. So the guys that are coming now are completely separate from the group he was arguing with. So they are friends with the guy he was just arguing with. Maybe they are just coming in to give reinforcement, thinking, well, he's arguing against a black guy, we're black, let's go after him. But we know it's a different contingent that comes and starts assaulting him. So by the way, the first punch from this guy was a sucker punch from behind, so the guy is kind of trying to escape the punch. The punch from behind came here. See, sucker punch from behind. This guy was not engaged in the argument at all. So what is this guy's rationale for action? Well, here's a white guy arguing against a black guy. Let me punch the white guy. So this is what you're confronted with. Please understand. And please understand, little tough guys of Twitter, my keyboard warriors. At what point do you get your gun out here? You just received a sucker punch from a racial union of black people who have decided that you were the whitest in the argument and that you deserve to be punched from behind. Are you going to pull your gun now? Are you going to pull your gun earlier when they start spitting in your face? Are you going to pull your gun later when you're on the ground? There's no point at which you can pull a gun effectively in this situation and not be assured that you're not making the situation worse for you. Because yes, it's 360 degree blacks. 360 degrees of potential allies that are all there. They're all there to come in, cause a little bit of damage, and withdraw. So they act in groups in a way that gives them a kind of insurance policy that they're never quite the main instigator. They build up your desire to defend yourself. They build up the provocation against you, but they divide the risk across a group of 10, 20 who all go in to just give you that little punch and then withdraw. And then eventually it builds up, and one of the black guys goes harder. Oh! So now he's trying to throw hooks to make this man unconscious, because the kind of sucker punch from the back he gave, that's a kind of hit that can make you unconscious if it's well performed. Oh! So the white man is in a fleeing position, and now a second black joins in. Oh! Oh! And now, of course, the females participate in amplifying the impression of group beating around the men, while the boys and the men are kicking his head, because they never stop once you're on the ground. It wasn't about recovering some honor in an argument or just winning the fight and showing their superiority. They want to create damage. They want to create brain damage so you become as stupid as they are. This is the convergence toward the mean. If you're not as dumb as they are, they will make you dumb as they are through brain damage. So see, there are a couple of good Samaritans that are kind of trying, not too hard, they're kind of trying to stop the altercation, but they're never trying hard enough to stop it. And the group of blacks self equilibrates in a way that there's always one kicker left. So it's like, oh, here's the latest kicker, I'm gonna take this guy out. Some other comes in and kicks. So it's a group, it's really an insurance system. It's a group that can ensure that no matter how much defense there is, there will be another one coming from an angle you can't expect. By the way, if you're on the ground like this, there's no ninja move that will save you from this kind of 1 versus 5, 1 versus 10 type of assault. There's really, even if you're George St. Pierre, you're the best fighter in the history of all time, you're not really going to save yourself from kicks while you're down. So, I mean, the guy is not doing so bad at defending. He he grabs as a defensive strategy, and I mean, I've never seen it. Quite clever. He grabs a non-assaulting female's feet. I mean, she had tried in some kicks, but they were not particularly efficient. But he succeeds at grabbing one of the feet. Now, this kind of creates a situation where you can get beaten down harder, because if this female has allies, they're gonna come in and they're gonna dump all sorts of kicks on you. But if there's more or less crowd control happening and some of the other assaulters are withdrawn, then you have kind of tied your fate to the feet of this lady. You're saying kind of, if you keep fucking with me, if you keep fucking with me, I'm destroying her feet. You're kind of trying you're getting the feet hostages. Rockin' Robin Hood says, Jeff, can you lower the volume on the video? Oh, sorry. So see, even if... Okay, that was kind of a clever moment of defense, but you know, it comes from other angle. And meanwhile, there's another guy being beaten somewhat. You saw here a kick to the head. Sucker kick to the head. So it's this kind of kick that are given by agents that are trying not to be solidary to the fight. They're trying to withdraw. They let themselves be stopped. And then they come back from another angle. So it's like infinite kicks to the head until they are satisfied that you're unconscious or brain damaged. That's why so many white kids are dying to being beaten by blacks. It's that the blacks simply don't stop once you're on the ground. They don't have a concept of, oh, well, he's on the ground, you know, let's not kill him. So we have more hits onto the head. Like, if you get a gun out, what are the chances that you can hold on to the gun in any effective way without, at this moment, next person who continues this on the regular chat, you're banned for life, and I'm not gonna unban you. I can't spend my show trying to detect what you guys are writing on the chat. So please let me do my job. And if you continue this, I'm going to ban you forever. And it will ease my job.
Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So now you have hooks to the side of the head.
Damn.
So here, this is the woman who will end up being punched. So here she's saying that she's a single woman who was not there for the Cincinnati Festival. Her name is Holly, and she was there for a birthday party of a friend of hers. Don't have friends in Cincinnati, and especially if you have this level of beauty. She's not perfect. She's not a 10. Maybe she's an 8 or a 9. But this will trigger the blacks. If you're there, because what you don't realize as a beautiful woman is you've been cocooned. You've been shelled in your existence. White men have been doing everything they can to charm you and be kind to you. And the real default of humanity is that you would get punched in the face for most of your entitlement by Arabs, by blacks, by Eastern Europeans. There's literally not a place in the world where you wouldn't get punched in the nose in the way you aren't in Western Europe or America. So understand, when you are a valuable object of femininity, and you start imposing something onto black males, no, you don't fight, no, don't do this, don't do that, they have the reaction that they would have if you were their girlfriend, which is they punch you in the face, because that's the treatment you would have across humanity on 90% of the surface of this planet. Of course, you don't know this because you're a white woman and you live in a fictitious world where you can go see your friends in Cincinnati.
Woo! Oh, shit!
Now, if I understand correctly, the white woman is not related at all to this man. So that is another dynamic that we can see. Not only are the blacks unifying their racial solidarity and aggression against the selected white man, but they will also ally in the alliances of the whites. When it's a white woman protecting a white man, they will assume maybe that there's some sort of relationship and they will want to beat down both of them. Sneed for Life says she was a good Samaritan. It seems, because she doesn't report having any connection to the man, and she's saying, I'm single. Because a lot of people online were saying, that's his wife. Wouldn't you protect your wife? Well, it seems that maybe she was there completely coincidentally to this white man. So now, even despite the attempts at stepping him up, there are still some of them pushing him down, and he's losing equilibrium. At this point, the white woman is here. So the white woman is attempting to crowd manage so that the white man can recover his equilibrium.
My boy Trump!
So see, they are trying to keep him down by giving little pushes so that he can't recover and he can't reestablish his equilibrium. They're giving just the little pushes they need to keep him down. Now you have even black woman intervening and saying, stop it! Stop doing this! You have the white woman trying to help him step back up. And now he stepped back up. He looks like some Eastern European type with joggings. Given that there was an assumption that he was her husband, I was like, bro, this guy must have some crypto because, you know, meth head, the joggings, super lack of class beside a woman that's an 8 or a 9 out of 10 with a nice dress. There's a difference of class here, but perhaps they are unrelated. Now, the white woman is trying to... this is a big error. White woman trying to control an uncontrollable black who insisted to continue the beating and is screaming now. Very, very unintelligent positioning here. Now, at this point, you see that there were three or four women solidarily trying to block the black man, but eventually they detach and she becomes basically the main obstacle to the red shirt black man, and the unification of the woman is detaching progressively. So the black man is liberating himself from the nagging. Now look at this. A random fat black woman. It's not random that this is an ugly, fat black woman. She has spotted the beauty of the night. She's a 1 out of 10, confirmed, by the way. They're making a contest of beauty with the leaked driver's license picture of the woman who participated to the T app. So somehow they had such low security that they were leaving all of their driver's license verification pictures in a public folder. And let me tell you, there is now a contest of their beauty. They are being rated with an ELO system like chess, where they're fighting against each other. And the kind that ends up in the 1 out of 10 category at the bottom is exactly this kind of woman. A fat black woman comes from a certain distance, football style, to interfere with the white woman trying to pacify the black man. So here you have the female force of the black race coming in like a train. And now she's doing the hair pulling and the punching onto the head. Sucker punch, of course, signature move, as her wigs flies. And now the white woman is surprised. She thought that she had under control She had under control the blackmail, but again, 360 degrees blacks. You can only, if you're lucky, you can control 30 degrees of blacks. You can control basically what's in your visual field here and focus on it. But you can't control very much what's there, and you certainly can't control what's behind. And here the football woman comes in. And this is so random. So as this girl was merely in a private conflict trying to neutralize the violence of the black man and was getting assaulted by a black woman, sucker punch style, the final punch that makes her unconscious comes from this guy. This guy who hopefully can be identified, but a random black guy that was up to then uninvolved in her moral reprehension and uninvolved with the black footballer coming in from behind. And look, he has his kind of Rasta hair. He has three-quarter jeans, like the kind you would see on a Hispanic. Is he black? Perhaps partly black, partly Hispanic. I don't know. But he comes with a super punch. Why? Why? Why do you want to knock down this woman who's currently getting assaulted? Oh, and there she is, flattened out on the concrete. I don't understand the motivation of this guy. So this guy probably here was involved in the argument to the extent that he was trying to have her stop the moral reprehension of the red shirt guy. So maybe he was in cahoot with the red shirt guy to an extent. He sees the opportunity as the black female comes in from behind. And he adds a punch to knock her down. I mean, can you imagine this chaos and the guys that are today telling me on Twitter, JF, I have the perfect magazine for this kind of situations. A round magazine with 50 rounds. Circular, automated, recharge. It's like, no, there's no magazine for this situation. There's no gun for this situation. A good gun for this situation is a sniper rifle with a 20-floor building. And you're at a window and you're picking them out one by one. There is no little gun that you can wear in your belt that will not cause massive amounts of issue in this chaos. This is why I can't understand why they're coming at me today with these delusions, these fantasies. I would take a couple out before I die. Well, you're due to die, my friend, because if you value your life so little that you're willing to sacrifice it to go coach a bunch of street blacks in Cincinnati, you're not going to last long. Stone Dust Bear sends a... Stone Dust Bear used to send so many super chats that I had the reflex to say, Stone Dust Bear sends a super chat. But no, he sends a regular chat and he says, Jeff, how long until the next Unibomber with autonomous AI drones shows up? Oh, it's interesting as a question. You know, because could you use new technologies, AI, and drones? Most of it is under strict security and monitoring, let me tell you. So most of the time I would tell you no, but will there be down the line products that you can use to get away with murder? Maybe, certainly. I mean, all technological innovation, they change the game of getting away with murder. I wouldn't be surprised that there will be such innovations. And yes, you can imagine a targeted drone with extremely small amounts of explosives, but enough to kill one person, or to, a la Ted K, to just injure one person in a major way. You can imagine just these drones flying randomly until they find their target, being absolutely untraceable, controllable at a distance, or even with AI implanted in their chip so that they can make autonomous decisions. I can totally imagine this. I think it's a new idea. It's not been tried, but you can bet that someone is going to try this. There's always someone willing to try a new method. Paulo Eagleton says there's no reason for it. They simply hate her for being a white woman, which is exactly what I was saying. There's kind of a natural amount of woman beating that the white woman has been shelled from. The white woman doesn't know, because we treat white women pretty well as white men. We adore them. They are beautiful. We don't want to scratch them. But the reality is, normally, if you acted like the average entitled bitch that a white woman is, holy shit, would you... You would get beaten for months. You would get beaten for months on 90% of the surface of this planet. So, yes, I guess there was some sort of entitlement here. And you know, on the point of blaming the victim, I don't mind blaming the victim, because at this point, I need to counsel my guys. I need to counsel you guys. How do you stay out of trouble? Because Papa JF never got into trouble. I lived 6 years of my life in the U.S. in a black neighborhood at some point, because I was totally unaware and uninformed, and I'm like, let's get the cheapest apartment possible. And oh my God, what a crazy decision. But I got out of situations without injury and without dying. And I think it's my responsibility to not deceive you guys by telling you, oh yeah, go get a gun and you're going to be able to self-defend. You're probably not. And the gun idea, I'm all for it. I'm all for the Second Amendment. I'm not using these arguments in the way they would be used if a leftist hater of the Second Amendment came after you. But I am for realisticness in understanding firearms and understanding their limits. And outnumbering is one of the limits where neither firearms nor martial arts skills will help you. What you need to think about is, what positions am I putting myself in? What numbers are around me? What remoteness, what distance do I have from other people? And if a situation basically guarantees that you'll be surrounded by unsecured social beings, don't be in that situation. And if that means not being at the jazz festival, if that means not being at your birthday party with your girl, absolutely cancel these things. They are not worth it. People are there and upping the ante to me on Twitter today, saying basically that they're willing to die to take out one black guy with them so that they can affirm their right to go to the fucking jazz festival of Cincinnati. Like, do you realize how stupid that is from a decision-making perspective? I don't even mind. If you enjoy this, go out gun blazing. You know, shine, what do they say? Shine on you, crazy diamond. You go and you do you. If you enjoy that kind of thing. But the thing is, I know you don't. I know you won't do it. I know you're just out there provoking on Twitter and displaying an image of strength that you don't actually have. Because if there were so many tough guys across America willing to drive into Cincinnati and kill whoever bugs them, we would have heard of it. There would be media coverage and videos where white people win, or where white people at least go out in a tie. So the lesser woman, the 4 out of 10, the 6 out of 10, are now poking the 8 out of 10 to determine if she is still competition. Doing the worst medical care possible by twisting her neck. This is also something, you know. on top of all the aggression and the collective assault and the lack of solutions from a ninja perspective, martial art or gun defense perspective, on top of it, they're very bad at caring for you once you're injured. So even the well-intended Samaritan is gonna mess up your spine, and it's gonna be a question opened up whether she's the one who broke your spine or whether your spine got broken because of the impact onto the concrete.
Whoa! Wipe her off! Damn! Help her up! Whoa!
So that is it. That is the situation that led to my statement, which has been surprisingly controversial to me. I said the statement this morning. I expected it to get 1,000 views. Get a gun permit if you are in the city won't help you very much. So you pull your gun because one of the 30 blacks around you has punched you. Now what? You're exposed in the middle of the street, and I guarantee that one out of the 30 was waiting for this moment all day to pull his own gun and shoot you in the back. If that doesn't happen, and if one of the screaming black women doesn't rip the gun from your hand, and if you can get anything close to a clear line of sight, then you'll be charged with murder. So there's really nothing to gain here, nothing to gain in being there. Nothing to gain in letting the situation escalate. You're not going to get justice, even if you are genuinely scared for your life. It's going to be a 1-2 year process to make the case. Your chances are thin against a DA from Soros, from a downtown area. The DAs of downtown areas are all controlled by Soros. They're all for racial diversity. Their job basically is, how do I find more white people to put in jail so that the racial stats aren't so bad? So they're going to drop the book at you. You're not going to get justice. And the jury is going to be filled with people who are representative of the diversity you see around you, which is a non-white majority town. You're going to be judged by non-whites after being smashed in the concrete by non-whites. Absolutely stupid decision making. We have some news from Holly, the woman who was on the floor. That's from Vivek Ramaswamy. I spoke to Holly earlier today, the woman tragically assaulted in Cincinnati this weekend. She's a single working mom who went to a friend's birthday party. Interesting that this is a single mom fighting to control racial diversity. I wonder, she's a single mom, why? I wonder if she felt like I can master the black man because I've been with black men before, and in fact they inseminated me. So I can handle that degree of roughness. Perhaps she felt more black than she was perceived that night. There's this effect in women who sleep with black men, white women, where they feel black a little bit, and they feel justified in saying some things that are perhaps more edgy about black people. They feel that they're part of the in-group, so that their critical regard to that group is not racism. It's more like peer review of a sort. So is it possible that she's single because perhaps she engaged in interracial dating? ends up single. She's a woman of the town, but she feels that she can handle that racial diversity. She feels capable of, because she's been confronted with it before. It's unconscionable that there were no police present in that area of Cincinnati on a Friday night, or even an ambulance to take her to the hospital. Well, of that's Vivek Ramaswamy stating this. Of course, these cities cannot sustain the degree of small violence here and there that is caused by these gangs. You can't have an ambulance on every corner for the next victim, and the police have difficulty doing their job in this kind of environment. They are not supported financially. They are, in fact, defund the police and all these movements. And on top of it, even when they do their job, they get to a Soros DA who says, not enough evidence. I'm not going to prosecute. Vivek says, hardworking Americans shouldn't have to worry for their safety when they have a good time in our cities. Holly said not a single local or state official had yet reached out as of earlier this afternoon, other than one police detective. Well, that's a reach out already. So at least a police detective has asked her. And we have pretty good video of the most violent offenders of this group. So if you can't find these faces, then what good is what good is the surveillance state if you can't ID these guys? Leftists like to lecture about systemic injustice while thugs turn out our cities into war zones. I'm done with their excuses. As governor, I'll make sure they're behind bars, not running wild. Our cops will have the green light to restore order. No apologies. So that's a political statement by Vivek, of course, who wants to become a governor. Oh, and here I found the video. Is that the same we've already watched? Yeah, it's the same we've already watched. So that was the best angle, in my view, to understand the situation. What else do we have today? Quick review of the news before we close the show. China's 167 billion Tibetan dam alarms scientists and neighbors. So it's a hydropower station for 300 billion kilowatt hours. Interesting. I love hydroelectricity. As a Quebecois, of course, I've been raised on hydroelectricity. It's a good form of electricity. Did I get Stéphane Molyneux to delete a tweet? I don't know if it's my comment that led him to delete a tweet. I wouldn't have wanted him to delete the tweet. He made a tweet. Now I don't have it because he actually deleted it. He made a tweet that was saying, hey, guys, when we say a 10 out of 10 woman, we don't mean a perfect woman. We mean a woman who is in the top 10%. So it's a woman who is from a level of beauty between 90% percentile and 100% percentile. And I was like, really? And as a mathematician, I couldn't help but to bug on the technical. I said, well, if the 10 out of 10 women are between 90 and 100, then the 9 out of 10 women are between 80 and 90, then the 8 out of 10 women are between 7. And I said, which technically would bound 0 out of 10 women to not be woman at all. So the categorization decision of Stéphane Molyneux was making it so that there is no such thing as a 0 out of 10 woman. Because if you give away your first 10% to the 10 out of 10, you have nothing left once you're down at 1 out of 10. Stefan deleted the tweet. And I was just saying, I'm asking you not to jump to conclusions. I didn't want him to delete the tweet, certainly. I was just pointing out that the mathematical oddity, which is that when you start categorizing from the top and binning, you're lacking a bin down at the bottom. It's an interesting phenomenon, but John Drake says no. So John Drake, you wouldn't interpret it as a 10 out of 10. Isn't really just that, are 10% of women in the 10 out of 10? I don't think that's generally what we mean. When we mean 10 out of 10, we mean the achievement of a perfect level of beauty in a way that very few women can truly score in the 10 out of 10 category. My girlfriend is one of them. And it's like, it's a restricted club out there. 10 out of 10 means I cannot even find a thing that I would improve on this woman. That is what 10 out of 10 means to me. It's like I cannot even point to something objectively that I could say, oh, she could have a better nose, or oh, she could have a better this. 10 out of 10 is just perfection. Greatest Whitest Northerner says, I see 0 out of 10, not actually woman, every day in Edmonton, men in dresses. Oh, really? Is that what's happening in Edmonton? I haven't visited Edmonton yet. I'll go there at some point. I would like to see it as a touristic opportunity. I thought that Edmonton was this based city of the north. Has it become parasitized? Will I be disappointed by Edmonton? I haven't studied the place, which I should, because I should be interested in executive security. Magister Templi says, with wild... it's fascinating. Humans could be better, no doubt. Okay, Sneed for Life says, Papa, would you rate Blair White, please? Well, when I didn't know that Blair White was a trans, I thought she is a beautiful woman out there. Okay. But now I know that she's a trans, so it's all fake. It's all like a Barbie doll. It really doesn't matter. You can't inseminate the Barbie doll, so it doesn't count as true beauty. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.